America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Surreal, Part 7. Cheshire turned around. He was staring at his daddy, Major Vannoy. It was sometime in the distant past. Based on the way Major looked, Cheshire figured it was sometime around 1990. His daddy said to him, "Sir, I am sorry. I thought you were my son. Something about you from behind made me think that you were. But you look mighty familiar. Are you a cousin or some other distant relative?" Thinking fast, Cheshire said, "Yes, I am a cousin from Watauga County up there in Boone. I haven't been back here in many, many years. I am a college professor at Appalachian State University, and I teach taxidermy and accounting. I came back here to discover my roots in Wilbur." Major Vannoy looked at him and said, "Welcome home. It's a fine place here in Wilbur. We got good people here. It ain't like the big city up in Boone where you're at. This is a much simpler place and a much simpler time." Cheshire pulled out his cell phone to call his wife. He didn't have a signal. "What's that?" Major asked. Cheshire responded, "It's an iPhone. It's kind of like a pocket computer that you put in your pocket. It does everything and it knows everything. It's the life's blood of many a teenager. In Watauga County, it is basically the most important thing to any person. Even more so, oftentimes, than their friends and family." Remembering his mission, Cheshire asked Major, "Now, you have a son named Cheshire who is named after the Cheshire Cat, and I've always found that awfully interesting. But he's got a younger cousin named Frankie. How old is Frankie now?" "I'm guessing if Cheshire's about 25, Frankie's about 18. Is that right?" "The Cheshire Cat? What's that?" Major asked. "He's named after our former president, Cheshire A. Arthur." Inside, Cheshire was mighty disappointed. He always assumed that he was named after the Cheshire Cat because his dad was a fan of literature. At this moment, Cheshire both realized that that weren't true, and his daddy probably wasn't a fan of literature after all. "Well, okay, I get that," Cheshire said, "but where is Cousin Frankie? What is he doing now?" Major said, "Last time I heard, Frankie was down at the Wilkes County Jail. Do you think anybody'd mind if I go visit him? I've been thinking about writing a paper about child delinquency in Wilkes County because that problem is rampant and Frankie exemplifies the problem." Major saw no issues with it, so Cheshire walked back over to his car so that he could drive down to town, and Major noticed that Cheshire's car looked awful weird and awful aerodynamic and really not like anything that he's seen before. "What kind of car is this?" asked Major Vannoy. Now, Cheshire drove a 2013 Dodge Charger, and it was an awful fine car. He loved this car, but it did look awful weird back in what seemed to be about 1990, and his tag was no longer active, or maybe it was better than active because it didn't expire until 2018, but he'd have a hard time explaining that to a police officer if he got stopped on the way there. "This car?" Cheshire asked. "Well, I'm also the professor of NASCAR, and I get, like, prototype cars sometimes. This is the new Dodge Charger, and they think this thing is going to clean up at the races here in North Wilkesboro, and we expect that this thing might actually be on the road in the next 2 or 3 years. I think it's going to be a wonderful thing. It's pretty much the best car that I've ever driven, and I think you would very much like it, Major Vannoy." Well, it's an awful pretty car, Major said in a somewhat confused fashion. It wasn't clear whether or not Major actually believed Cheshire's story about being a professor of NASCAR. Now, he believed the thing about taxidermy and about accounting, but a professor of NASCAR? That was just too much for Major to believe. Cheshire got into his car, and before he pulled out, he asked Major one more thing. I got one more question for you, Mr. Vinoy, Cheshire said. Now, I read in the paper somewhere that you had a patio furniture set that you bought at Kmart that was stolen from your front porch. Is that true? Because that's the story everybody's talking about in Watauga County right now, because that is a humdinger. Major looked at Cheshire like he was an idiot. I don't know what you're talking about, Major said. I just got that patio set last week. It weren't stolen from me. It's the finest patio set in all of Wilbur. Must have been somebody else had the patio set burglarized. Are you sure that you're on the up and up? There's something weird about you. Sir, Cheshire said, I can assure you that I'm on the up and up. There's nothing that I would do, that I could possibly do, to try to lie or beguile you. I am a man of my word, and I would never do anything like that. I just must be confused. Cheshire was about to close the door when he heard another car door slam about 20 feet behind him. He turned around and he saw the younger version of himself. Man, he looked good. He was in great shape. He had broad shoulders. He was tall for Wilkes County, so he was like 5'11". He was a strapping, young, handsome man of about 25 at this point. He looked good. Oh gosh, he looked good. This was back in the day when he was the cock of the walk. Not wanting to risk a collapse of the time stream, Cheshire just closed the door and he drove off. Cheshire made it to Miller's Creek and he checked his cell phone again to see if he got a signal. And there was no signal. If Cheshire thought about it, he'd realize that there were no cell phone towers back then, at least not digital ones that he could access his phone's network from. Now, if he had a bag phone or something, I think there's probably one or two of them tires in Wilkes, and that might have worked, but, you know, not an iPhone, not yet, anyway. Cheshire pulled into the parking lot of the Wilkes County Jail, and he walked inside, and he talked to the jailer, and he said, I want to talk to Frankie Miller. Can I speak to Frankie? A couple minutes later, he was sitting across the table from his cousin Frankie. Do I know you? Frankie asked. You look familiar. You look like you might be some kin. Are you family? Are you here to get me out? I really need to get out and see my mama and my daddy. I'm scared here. I don't like jail. I really just want to stop the drugs. They're eating me. They're consuming me, and I fear someday they'll be the death of me, and I just really need to get back to my family. This moment, Cheshire remembered the old Frankie, the one who was a good boy who had just been consumed by the drugs, and he meant no harm. He was just riddled in his body by an addiction that he just could not control. Less than a year before this, at West Wilkes High School, Frankie was voted most likely to succeed. And right now, it was hard to tell that. Just looking at how this man's body had been eaten up. Frankie, Cheshire asked, do you know who I am? I'm trying to make the face. It ain't clicking. I'm sorry. It ain't clicking. I'm your cousin Cheshire from the future. And what I'm about to tell you. And what I'm about to tell you will save your life. We'll be back next week with Serial Part 8.